The Seychelles Nation and the province announced that 7 coast-based groups will be consulted during negotiations to develop a decision-making agreement as it relates to the future of dock tenures in the Seychelles Swia, birthplace lands or traditional territory. A Ministry of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation press release dated August 15 states that under Section 7 of the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples Act, the province and Seychelles Nation have committed to negotiate a joint decision-making agreement that will provide transparent requirements for dock applicants, mitigate ecological impacts to the foreshore, protect archaeological resources, and advance collaborative management in the Seychelles Swia. The groups identified as the preliminary list of local government and interested third parties who will be consulted during negotiations includes the Pender Harbor and Area Residents Association, FARA. No details on consultation timeframes. A director and spokesperson for that association, Sean McAllister, said the announcement did not come as a surprise. He said they had already been told by the province that they would be part of this process, and he indicated that no dates for meetings or timeframes for decisions have been shared with them. Others on the consultation list released include the Sunshine Coast Regional District, District of Seychelles, Seychelles and District Chamber of Commerce, Half Moon Bay Community Association and Sunshine Coast Conservation Association. Also listed was a group identified as private moorage and commercial dock tenure holders in the proposed agreement area. There's roughly 330 private docks in Pender Harbor. If each of those were to give a submission, this could be quite a lengthy process, McAllister said. The timeframe for the consultation is less of a concern for McAllister than being inclusive. I would encourage everybody to make their concerns known and they should participate in the process. His view was that any impacted tenure holder should reach out to the ministry, irrinfo@gov.bc.ca, to ensure they are kept up to date on how they can be involved. Hopes for meaningful consultation. McAllister said the FARA was pleased with the announcement, to the extent that it stated their group is going to be consulted. The key here is that it has to be meaningful consultation. They have to listen and tailor the policy or the agreement to give some weight to what the residents are feeling. To merely talk to people and do what you were going to do in the first place is not what I would call meaningful. We're hoping that the government sits down and hears the concerns and works out something that could be a win-win for everybody.